Mesdames et messieurs, bienvenue de retour.
Oui, oui, nuts.
Welcome back to another episode of the Pecan Podcast. Let's go. We made it.
It's been some time. It's been some time. Feels good. We got a new name now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Are we all kind of excited about that?
We got new names, new cuts, you know, new shoes, new everything.
New merch.
Yeah? Oh yeah, we got merch now. Yeah, it just says nuts in the shirt.
Stop playing, bestest.
I had nothing to do with it.
Nuts to do with it? Is that what you're trying to say?
Whoa.
Paul, that was
pause,
a good, that
bro. No. Hell no. What's going on with you today, bro?
It was good from you. I just thought it was
earlier. He was like, he wanted to try some nuts, and I was just looking at you. I'm like, no, bro.
I was just saying that I haven't tried pecans, like the nuts. You tried it before? Have you tried a pecan nut?
Nah.
Okay.
Stop saying nut, bro.
What is it? What is that? That's what it is.
He's just going nuts today.
slow play.
Oh, but man. That's crazy.
How was everyone's midterm?
My midterms.
Bro, I don't want to talk about school.
Bro,
it's just no. Yes, I don't want to talk about school.
Exactly.
Either.
Let's just keep on moving.
Yeah, why are you trying to kill my vibe, bro?
Like, we came here happy to talk about PK's podcast. Like, we're not here to talk about school.
There's been no
it's been
fuck
not-
you, man. Fuck you. Now, my mind is going there now. Fuck on. Just fuck.
No. It's not like I'm asking like about like how
I got a paper
next
week.
No, don't
how
delve
stressed,
more.
How stressed were you?
Why
are you trying to bring us to that?
It's gone.
Did you see
it's
how
past.
Happy I came here?
It's past.
You want me to leave sad?
It's in the past, bro. When I get over
about
something, I don't think about it no more. You can ask all the girls I used to talk to.
Buzz.
What happened?
You ask them. All right, guys. So we came back, new name, new change everything. It was just a logistical decision. There's no reason why.
By the higher ups,
we felt like it was above us.
It was above us.
It was above us. Yeah, you know, you have orders from above to change the election results.
Hey, reminds me of our favorite country.
There's a pressure to talk about the election, but honestly, this stress.
Do you want to?
Nah, I don't see.
I genuinely don't.
Nigerian, so we're not talking about the election.
We're just going to take like a 2-minute.
Two minutes is too long.
30 seconds. Like, the only thing I have to say is I'm apathetic now to Nigeria.
Oh, yeah.
Just in general, like
20 second lifts.
I started to not give that much of a shit anymore. Like, I feel bad when I think about it. Like, it almost seems like I'm a heartless person, but the place has gone to shit, man.
Yeah, there's no.
And they're trying to move. I don't know if I have the correct information to like a cashless, you know, with the
bro,
cards and
everybody's
stuff.
Everybody's always trying to move to something.
Yeah, they change the currencies just to try and like curb inflation. But
how does that make sense? How about you develop the economy to curb inflation?
Nigeria has hyperinflation. I don't know if it go to economical, but like Nigeria has hyperinflation. It's not normal inflation.
It's not even.
It's almost reaching Zimbabwe level.
Hi.
So yeah, it's just a situation.
Very soon, we might start having like 10,000 naira notes.
Yeah, we wouldn't technically have that because now there's a lack of the currency itself. But there's not really a lack of the currency because the money still exists digitally, so it's still it's a duct tape situation, like a blanket situation. It didn't really work as well as they thought it would. Because money,
are there people that actually thinking that this thing won't work? Like, are there people that actually think that we can make money from Nigeria? Like, there's money here. There's no money.
There is money. There is money to make in Nigeria.
Where?
Yeah, if
their
you
money, their
if
money is worth nothing. They
if you're a politician's child, if you're a there's money to be made.
Yeah, that's really no. Like, that's on the only way we're talking about. Like,
but also in Nigeria, right? Politician salaries move inflation. That's the most fucked up shit ever. Nobody's salary moves with inflation. There's hardly any job where your salary goes up with inflation.
Their salary goes up with inflation.
Yeah. Salary goes up with inflation.
How? Wait, first of all, they're getting paid?
Nigerian politicians are getting paid at all. So they have like wardrobe budgets of like how many million naira. Like, bro, it's normal. It's classic Nigeria where things are okay. Way too much time when I fucking
sorry, Paul.
It's getting
Paul,
fucking depressing.
Stop us 30 seconds ago.
It's getting, yeah, Paul, why didn't you stop us?
Get on your shit, man.
Why didn't you stop What's us? Now I'm heartbroken. Why didn't you stop us?
I need some energy drink, man.
I need more.
I need more of this.
I need some bang.
Hey,
the energy drink.
I need Monster. In his energy.
Nice save. We all know what you meant, though. We all know what you meant. It's all good. Listen,
Paul, how did you start walking? How did you start working 100 hours a week? No, 2 weeks, please. Like, I'm trying to understand.
That's a very good question. You know, over the past 2 years, I've come to notice that I am a bit of a workaholic. So, like, school's almost done and I have a lot of free times. So I was like, well, might as well work. I don't know. Something happened to me in 2020. There's just a shift that happened in my head. I think that was the beginning of my madness. And then, you know how I used to have like 2 or 3 jobs back then and I was working every day.
Mm-hmm.
And then school started and I was down to 1 job and I felt so broke. Yeah, I don't want to feel broke again. So I'm just working a bunch of hours just to increase my savings, man. Because the amount of tax I had to pay, oof. They still ask for money.
Wouldn't you have to pay more if you work more? It's not that hard to actually.
Well, I'm prepared this time. This time, if I'm making another tax bracket, I'll make sure I'm not at the bottom.
Yeah.
that was horrible. That was very horrible. Never again.
If you want to make, don't make at least like the certain amount you can make for your tax bracket and schooling, all this kind of thing. You don't want to make too much money. And also, you also want to make sure when you're filing your taxes that they know you're in university.
True.
That's really important. Like, they know you're uni because
they
do. Not,
well, if the lady, like, when I did my tax,
your T4 and T2.
Remember that was a year where you're not university.
Nah, right? I still like took like courses, like one or two. But I remember I was supposed to pay like roughly like almost 10K in tax, and then the lady did something and she cut it like in half because I had like school thingy. I don't know what she did. All I know is, bro, I told her whatever you got to take off, take it off, because. We don't need this. I don't need this stress. So, yeah. I mean, I'm also gonna, God, if it's God willing, I'm gonna travel the summer. So I'm gonna be outside this summer.
Yeah, remember, it's time for you to plug your fundraising, right?
I'm gonna, so make sure to touch the link wherever we're gonna have the link to go and donate here for your young man trying to travel the world, trying to go back home to Africa, see the motherland.
And
go see the elephants
and preach the gospel. Remember that?
Oh, of course. Yeah, we gotta preach the gospel. Yeah, I'm actually going there to preach the gospel, but at the same time, obviously, I miss the motherland, so I'm gonna go there.
I have a feeling you're gonna go back and then you're not gonna miss the motherland no more. You're gonna want to come back to the fatherland here.
I don't think so.
I mean, it's just a few.
But I'm also excited because, like, I am going to be mostly like in university, so I'm gonna be interacting with a lot of you, like, university students there, like. My age too, so I don't know. I'm really, really excited to see like actually university kids back home too, and
it'll be like
kinda,
it'll be like 10 years old, bro.
Be careful.
You go there, you just see 10.
Yo, bro, yeah, you
10 years old over universities.
No, you're much older than university like, huh? age.
There's no 20.
It's okay.
Here.
I am excited to go there, and regardless.
Yeah, remember
you know
they're all
I'm excited.
I just graduated university at 20. Fuck.
I'm excited to go see 20.
Technically,
I'm not that old.
You're done secondary school at 16 and you have a 4-year degree. At 20 years, you're done.
Either way.
Well, don't forget about strike.
I'm 22. Oh, yeah, so
at 22, they're 23, they probably.
Yeah, strike price.
Yo, listen, I'm 22, so we're good.
Mm-hmm. 22 with a 2.2. Just came back with a long hiatus.
I just missed what I did there, right?
Okay. Oh, sorry.
I don't know what you did. I know what I did. I know what you did.
I apologize. Sorry.
It's all good.
Do you want to explain
good.
It?
Nah. No.
For the people that understood, understood. For the people that didn't.
Don't.
Is it dirty? Is it a dirty?
No, it's not dirty.
It's not a dirty joke. Best
He just did about.
He said people graduate at 20, and I said I'm 22. So, you know.
Oh, for fuck's sake. That was a stupid ass joke.
Wow.
I apologize
for wanting to
shame on my head.
And you're roasting comedians.
It's my apologies.
And you're roasting comedians.
Who was roasting? You guys are the one that was roasting comedian. Why are y'all putting
we
everything on me?
We just said she
today?
Didn't have 30 minutes of content.
Me, I was literally quiet the whole time.
It was constructive criticism.
In fact, Besson, you're the one that did all the roast.
If someone is not funny, you have to say
how are you about
funny?
To drop that on me?
Listen, that's true. I can't lie. I mean, I want to defend you, but you did.
Like,
I said, look at half.
Not because we're recording. He's trying to put it all on me, man. Damn. This is, you know what? What's that lady that was here last time? She best was her favorite.
Did you?
Yeah. This is why. This is why he get picked all the time.
I wonder how her election thing.
She won.
Divya won. Congratulations to Divya for winning.
That's crazy. Yeah. I voted her. She's the only person I voted for. I didn't know anybody else. I just voted Divya and left.
Yeah, the ones like that's the one thing I pressed no for on purpose.
we're not gonna state the ones we abstained from, but we abstained for a few.
No, we're not. I did not abstain. I went no.
Oh, sorry.
If I'm a member of this community, I said I'm not a member, but no.
I'm not a member of the community.
But no. I don't want no. Because some of them are running. How are you running unopposed? Like, no. They're I don't true. Want.
People that run unopposed, that's going to be like the biggest.
Damn,
that's
gonna be, what happened? Ruthless.
That's going to be a flex.
I'm pulling that next year, bro. I'm going the committee. Like, I'm going to join whatever nobody's running. I'm be like, I want that position.
Yeah, but the funny thing is that if people say love knows, do you not win?
That's a good question.
Like no,
you're there.
The position is open.
Everybody says no.
It's yours. It doesn't matter. Y'all just saying it to say it to just feel like saying. Exactly. You know,
there was one that had like 54% no.
Hey.
Yes. And still got the position, obviously.
I feel if the position is open, someone's gotta take it. So they gotta give it to someone, even if it's to fulfill our righteousness or shit like that. But they will do it.
Mm-hmm.
What if someone gets like all no's?
Oh yeah, that's a problem.
That person's family members will at least vote. The person's friends will at least
that's
vote.
That's impossible to get all no's.
It's impossible. Like, did you vote no for yourself
even
too?
The person voted themselves, you can't get 100%. Maybe like 92-93% if you're really here.
That's so, I feel like that's so rich. Maybe 60%. I feel like 60-70 is like the max.
That doesn't follow the statistical predictable behavior, right?
Yeah, and in a chi-square, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Predicted value and expected value.
I was thinking of like predictable behavior just in general. Like if you're just gonna like look at the population and say, huh, if we had to choose blah, 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 will they follow? Good question. I don't remember. I don't remember stats even though I'm doing it this semester. Don't ask questions about how my midterm went.
It went, Abby.
Yeah, he traveled.
Listen, if we didn't fail the midterm, we keep it pushing, bro. We traveled.
It moved on.
Because nothing.
Some people got some midterms the way they crushed it too. So
yeah, I crushed my midterm.
I'm sure everyone had at least one midterm.
But I've been crushing my midterms.
Except,
the stress is too much. Just thinking about it.
Yeah.
It's like when you're done.
Are you guys gonna miss school?
When?
Are you guys gonna miss school?
When?
I'm doing summer courses.
How many?
I think I'm going to do one or two. I don't know. I haven't decided yet. Oh, I have 2 days to decide, actually, because I have to sign up. Damn. And I have to pay for it, too.
You have to, some of my courses is out of pocket. Nigga, like, yo, that's not, loans can't help you. Even if loans were going to help you, it's all out of pocket.
Wait, no, you can still sign up.
I mean, they're like 600, right?
No.
But if you're 2 days, you have to pay out of your own pocket.
No, three courses only. Three courses is limit.
Oh, yeah, that's...
You have to get three. You have to be part-time, for full-time.
You can be part-time unless, but you have to have like a good excuse or reason why you're part-time.
So. Yeah.
My...
3 days in a row.
Is it because you look like a criminal?
Huh? Who looks like a criminal?
What?
Between you and me, who looks like more like of a criminal here?
What? You guys look like yourself. Go ahead, Paul.
It's because of your dreadlocks. Cut that shit. No heaven for you. I was watching this. My brother was telling me about this video about this pastor in Africa. And I was like, all you boys are growing your hair. Like, all you boys are growing your hair. No heaven for you. All of you sagging your pants. No heaven for you.
That lady, eh?
There's also the one. See, other things will come out good. There's also, like, maybe 10 years ago, there were the pastors talking about people women wearing trousers.
Mm-hmm. No heaven for them.
Pastors' wives are wearing trousers.
Exactly. I'm telling you, when they come to church now and they're rocking it.
Yes, that's the thing. Society will change. There was only a time where they were complaining about where their eyes were showing. I mean, about maybe forehead was showing.
Not wearing head tie.
No,
that one was a big one too. For sometimes.
No, when I left Africa, for like if like women wear jeans, it was like a big thing, man.
Yeah, if women wear
like,
pants,
jeans, like pants. No, you know what I'm saying?
Everywhere,
bro, with holes in them.
That's the worst part. So if like if you could put your
no, yo, somebody's coming, bro. It's about to get worse. Somebody said like, breeze blow position with that girl.
Breeze blow, if you mistakenly stick your hand down this way and go, no, we're not going to say that.
No, let's be careful.
Move on. Like, no, I don't mean like, no, I can't defend myself.
Just call it breeze blow position, bro. Yeah.
Sometimes it's okay to just accept and keep it moving.
Let's move on. Let's just move on from here. I'm not even going to try to defend. It only gets worse. I predicted the future. There's no future for that.
Yo, that's tough,
bro. Let me read this thing I found. Apparently it's a conspiracy theory, though. Let's listen to this. Tell me what you all think of this. Okay, the person said, I have this theory that we were created by some creatures that are better than we are in everything, like in every perspective. What if we are just a little experiment that got out of control? Why is my dyslexia kicking in? Like, I can't even read lines no more.
Are you dyslexic?
I'm just kidding. Everybody says they're dyslexic when they can't do simple things now. Like, you know, if you're sick today, you're depressed. If you're if you're a little anxious about something.
That was my face trying to like listen to what Mirko was saying.
You've got some anxiety disorder. Everyone's got something bigger to explain every small.
But is it true? Do we actually have something or because of... Is that actually true that we could actually have something?
That we have something? Yeah. I think stress is a part of normal human society, normal human life. What do you all think?
Like, I think stress is heightened because of the amount of decisions we have to make every day.
In general now, compared to before,
you're making way too many fucking decisions.
Decision of should I open my phone and reply messages every day? One of the hardest decisions.
Decision of replying, like what to say, what to... bro.
No, just in general, just even opening your phone and looking at it, I'm like, oh, I gotta reply.
Like, bro, emails, no, it's not overthinking, it's just decisions that has to be made. Like, some decisions have been brought to
everything
before.
Everything has just been blown up nowadays, and so everything's gotta be...
Every single thing is a decision. And some decision you make consciously or unconsciously, so your brain is tired. When you time to even listen to your professor? I wore a hat to them. I did my hat like this and I knocked out in class, bro. I was like, my tablet was here looking. I was like, my head was down. I was just looking down and just sleeping. I was off.
I was in class today and I was not in class. Any of my classes today was not a day. I woke up today. I was like, I shouldn't go to school, but I'm gonna. I'm not gonna learn anything. But I'm still gonna.
But honestly, I applaud that because on Monday I didn't go to school.
Like some days are hard. Like today,
I applaud that.
My throat is killing me, but
I'm glad to know I'm not the only one sleeping.
I'm feeling kind of sick.
On Monday, I didn't leave my house, bro.
It's just
I was out from bed to phone. I spent a holy amount of time on my phone.
Today's Wednesday, right?
Yeah.
Me yesterday, I had one class. I was at school.
You didn't go to class?
Yo, it just hits like 1 p.m. I was like, nah, I'm not going home.
Wait, when the class started, it's always like, oh, nah.
Boom. The bus started, class started at 4.
Oh, okay.
And it was like 1 p.m. It's like I was doing schoolwork and I was like, I can't no more. Like my mind was just, like, have you guys at that moment, like your brain just says like, we were done for the day?
Well, that was me. That was me yesterday. Like, that's Monday, I had a huge paper. No. Granted, it's my fault. I had about almost a week to do the paper, but you know,
Michael, it's okay,
adrenaline doesn't kick in to help you start to power through things till the deadline is right in front of your face.
No, it's not adrenaline. You lack the ability to prioritize. Not adrenaline.
No, it's not prioritization.
Listen, you don't understand.
Some people need stress
it's normal.
To function.
It's a
weird thing.
I'm trying to explain to you. It's not like you walk. It's not like you need stress to function. You need that stress to kickstart the fact that thing I have to do is more important than whatever thing you're doing right now. Because if not, you put equal weights to everything you do.
You put
equal weights to like eating
on my phone and
being on your phone.
Sleeping. You're saying what you said there is facts. What you just said there is facts. I'm just gonna believe what I believe. My courses. Only computer courses are the one that I actually want to study for. Everything else, I hate it. Like my mind, literally I'm in class, my brain is just refusing to like take in the information. You know what I'm saying? Like I have anthropology. Teacher gave us a whole week to write a test. Tell me why. I ended up emailing her because I knew I was like, damn, now I have to like 2 days to do this. I kind of want more days. So the stress of like having to submit it on time. So like I need extra time.
Oh,
God bless her soul.
That means you won't do it then.
Huh? No, I did it.
Oh, when I get extra time, then I won't do it.
Oh,
I'll wait till the deadline again.
I actually
it's a weird phenomenon. I never get extra time. I've never emailed a prof in my life. No,
obviously, like for me, there's a lot of stuff that was about to happen in the weekend that I knew like I will not have time to work on it. And bro, it was already stressing me. And it was like Thursday, and I was like, yo, I definitely gonna need more time. So I just
I will convince myself that I can do it at work. I will convince myself. Like
I didn't finish my story even.
On Saturday last week, I was meant to like have an assignment due. I wanted to get like an assignment from Miracle and I completely forgot. Like I had everything to do with the assignment. I had the assignments done.
Literally.
I just forgot to submit it. And that was it. And that's it.
That's a good problem to have.
It's not though.
He's lost
a nice percentage there.
I completely forgot about it. And I just didn't hand it in. That's it.
Damn.
It's what, bro, it's better to not have done it and then you couldn't hand it in. But yeah, then you've done it and didn't hand it in. And got a zero, bro.
Sweet talk, your teacher. So I'm at U of W, man. We have personal relationship with our teacher.
That's what I want. It's like I read the manga right now.
Back to my story. No, Warriors are playing.
Fuck the Warriors.
Warriors are playing the Mavs, man. They've been tragic lately. On the road, they're the worst team. I think they're the worst team in the NBA now. Like it's tragic to watch.
What was the story about? Because then
back to my story about stress and procrastination. Nothing kicked in, you know. So you know, I had a week to do it, and during that week, like, most of the things I had to do were delayed. And so, like, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, took a fat nap. Like, woke up feeling even more tired after sleeping. It's good stuff. Like, Wednesday, Thursday, I was like, it's due on Monday, so I could start on Friday. But then I realized, oh, wait, I have a midterm also on Monday. And the paper on Monday. So I was like, okay, so I have to spend the next 2 days. I have to go to work, come back home and study for the midterm for the next 2 days. So I worked and then I came back home, studied. I did my shit. I tried my best. So I got ready for the midterm. Wrote the midterm by 11 a.m. that day on the Monday. And I was like, now it's time to focus on the paper. So I have what? 12 hours through the paper. So I went off to the library and I just sat in there and 12 hours ironed the paper out.
Is that the one you posted your story? Like,
all in a day's work, bro. It was all in a day's work.
Oh, that poster you
no
made?
No joke, yeah, bro. That thing should take days to make.
But that looks good though.
It does.
It did look good.
It does look good. But trust me,
bro, you haven't learned from my first year experience.
Bro, bro. 3 weeks ago, I had another report like that due too. It wasn't until the day off I started too.
I hate when this happens because we keep getting away.
I think
with
that
it.
Might be the issue because we keep getting away with it. So we're like, there's nothing bad about
when,
it. If I
when
can
you're
get
in
away
your fourth
with
year
it.
And you've done it for 3 years and you're really getting like doing 4 year horses. At that point, it's not even a choice, it's a habit.
It becomes a habit, huh?
It becomes a habit of like you living to the last minute because you know that.
Bro, it's not a habit, it's you.
It became a part.
And what I mean is like, it's more than just that. It's your identity at that point.
Even to the point where, like, say, you have like a paper and you're like, okay, what's the value of this paper? What if I don't do this paper? And then, the one that pains me the most, when I know like, oh shit, I'm really bad. It's like when I start checking syllables, see what the value that time is. And I'm like, fuck. Yeah, I'm like, if I'm checking syllables, I'm probably if it's like less than 50%, I'm probably not doing it.
Yeah, no,
honestly, I never
checked the weight of my
grades. I wish I did that because we had a
syllabus.
No, yeah, we had a group assignment, and I hate it because everybody in that group was literally like me, probably worse. You know how bad I procrastinate? They were worse.
Aish.
Yo, listen, we had like 2 months. We knew about this assignment since the semester started. The professor already picked the groups, right? And all this time, like I knew I was gonna do it when the time comes, I'll do it. But then I remember it was a group assignment and I can't just do it by myself. I was like, shit, I need to hit this people up. So a week before the assignment was due, I emailed everybody. This was a Monday. The assignment was due on a Sunday. I emailed everyone. I created a WhatsApp group chat. I didn't even know how to create a WhatsApp group chat, but I learned how to do it. And I was like, okay, join this group chat. Nobody joined. So like Wednesday or Thursday. They all joined at the same time. I was like,
fuck off, man.
Did you have a different group that I was in? They're like, no, we're just joining here. I was like, okay, we need to pick a topic. But in 2 hours, we knew what we needed to do. We did it. We did research. We finished everything on time. We submitted like 1 minute before it's due, and boom, we pull up with the 75%. I was so pissed off. I was so mad. Cause if I would have, if I took more time, I could have noticed. 90. Like our presentation was solid. It was good. It was just, it had like 30 slides. Literally our teacher was like, if you guys had to present this in front of a class, it would have bombed so bad. And I looked at it, I'm like, you know what? She does have a very, very good point. And then I went to look on one of the presentation that she offered as an example. It had like 10 pages.
Oh.
10 slides. And we had like three, triple that. So,
that's not good.
So
you guys have too much information.
I was so pissed off, man. I'm trying to get an A plus in this class, but now it's difficult because of that.
That's facts. So what do you all think of the Ark of the Covenant? So like, you know,
what?
The Ark of the Covenant. That's one of the conspiracy theories.
How the fuck they end up here?
People want to know, like, where is the Ark now? I mean, the easiest answer would be like, it's probably somewhere in Israel, right?
Yeah, it's not.
But like, I don't think so. Like, I can't really fool
you. Okay, first of all, the Ark of the Covenant, first of all, unless it's like
unless it's
purely made of gold, it's probably like turned into dust right now. If it's made of wood, just dust right now. And also,
gold.
If the hands are made of wood, and some parts of it are made of wood, and it's probably made of gold, there's a hatch and someone just like basically excavated and basically it looked like different parts. Someone just took it out and it looks completely different. That's all I can say. Pull up and at the party, yeah. No, I just this song by Coffee is so good. Like Pull Up by Coffee, so good. You guys need to come to listen to some music. Oh yeah, live music this summer. We're going to live music. We gotta go do live music, man. We gotta go live music.
Which of us is singing?
No, we're not singing. Hell no. Oh, you want to sing?
I want Paul to sing.
Yo, Miracle, you can play the instrument. Miracle, you can play the keyboard. I'll play the drums while you sing. I'll do the triangle.
Yeah, I'll just go. King. You guys got jokes.
Let's start a band. Paul, you're singing.
Nah, bro.
Pekin's boy.
I'm sorry.
I apologize. I shouldn't have said that.
I'm gonna rap. I will rap. I won't sing.
You rap? Okay. So no, Abdul will sing.
I'm gonna mumble rap.
Abdul will be Shawn Mendes.
You're gonna do the refrain. Is that what it's called, Shawn Mendes? I'll do the rap and then Abdul does the refrain.
Okay. Yeah.
Or like the hook.
Yeah, something like that.
But I have a question.
Best be the singer.
If we made music, what would our song sound like?
What would our song sound like?
How would our song sound like if we made music? What would our song sound like?
I'm sure that rapping.
It'll cause people to.
No, life. No, all I mean is that if you listen to like the songs you listen to and the song is, if you were going to decide, okay, we're going to start a band, what genre of music do you think we would make and would fit us most?
I think we'll fit in all of them.
Depends on the day of the week, bro. I'm too fluid.
That's the problem.
It really is. Like
No. Guys. We can only be in one.
Has been like religious music, like Christian music, but like the week before that, all I could listen to was rap, like okay. 90s.
Will it be fast music or will it be slow music?
It definitely not be fast. Like,
I don't think anybody here listens to like
slow music. Like, and I love you so. Not like that kind of slow music.
Not Super Bros.
Yeah, not like that type of like.
Not Telemundo.
Yeah.
I think honestly, if we made music, I think it would be like. Have you heard like Sam Hensher or like it's sort of fast and sort of slow? It's a bit like pop in a way, but like Afro, like
I feel like
pop
be
and
mix,
jazz,
pop, R&B, and Afro.
Yeah, but I don't like R&B. I don't like the that's Wizkid though.
But
that's,
you don't like the R&B name, is that what you mean?
No, I don't like pop, R&B, and for
I'm
Afro is Wizkid.
It's gonna be a mix.
It's gonna be a mix of things because me, I like instrumentalists. I like vibes. Miracle likes singing.
I like jazz too.
Afro jazz. Afro jazz. Have you had Afro jazz yet? Okay, we play when we're done. Afro jazz is different. It's a different kind of music, man. It's a different kind of music. It's actually so smooth. Like some of Fela's songs are Afro jazz. If you know Fela Nicola Apokoti,
like they just get you to like move side to side. You don't have to do too much, but like
exactly. Some of them are kind of fast. Some are kind of slow.
When they let the instrumentalist just solo. That's orgasmic. That's the word.
I'm
sorry.
That is the word.
Like,
what word are you apologizing for?
Orgasmic.
Yeah.
Enjoy the word. What?
Jeez. Yeah.
Fair enough.
Take it in.
But like sometimes it just gets you to like just sit down and just allow it to pass through like water.
Letting instrumentalists breathe.
Like water passing through your hand on the beach or whatever it is.
Especially when they have like a lot of instrumentalists. Have you guys ever watched Tiny Desk?
Who?
Tiny Desk. NPR Sunny Desk.
What do you watch?
No.
Guy, Mirko, I'm sure, go watch Tiny Desk. It is one of the most beautiful things you can watch. Like, just maybe find your favorite artist and watch a Tiny Desk. You, like, Shawn Mendes has one, Justin Bieber has one. Watch Ed Sheeran's new one. It's actually really good. Ed has one.
I'm always impressed how good Benson is with names. Obviously, hey, me, you ask me, I know only Roddy Rich. I listen to all kind of music, a lot of them, but tell me who sang the song.
But trust me, listening to Tiny Desk might change your aspect of how you like, how you enjoy music. It's like, it's mostly like people who are singing your songs, but like they have to, you have to do it live and you have to actually have talent. You can't just come there and start auto-tune. There's no auto-tune. It's you and Mike. It's you, Mike, it's, straight to ears.
Mics can be auto-tuned now. The technology is mad.
I know mics can
don't
be auto-tuned.
Don't get it twisted. Bestie, no, are doing you can mad shit. Shout,
but you can tell.
No, no.
No, Paul. No, you can't.
You can auto-tune live. You can auto-tune live. Yeah. You can auto-tune live. No.
You can auto-tune everything.
You can auto-tune live, yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, our just mixer. In the one mic itself, you can get three different voices. It's madness.
Yeah, you can. Because mics that come with auto-tune. So
yeah.
You can also auto-tune live, yes. But also, in NPR, the way it's set up is that your voice comes out naturally. There's sort of a reverb or delay that comes through it, but your voice comes through naturally. So it's like, you can't just go there with no talent whatsoever. I mean, Davido has one, man. Davido's music doesn't really need, you don't need to be like a vocalist or just to sing. You need to be a lead singer and a vibist. Yeah, just be a lead singer.
All you need to do is just, nobody can.
And then he has like, he has backup singers. But like I would say the best Nigerian Tiny Desk is like Adekunle Gold's Tiny Desk is so good.
Because
Adekunle Gold can sing. Omale is okay. The instrumental is really carried him.
Kunle is good at what he does.
The other guy too, what's his name? I'm waiting for Rema and Ira Star to have one. Tiwa is okay. Tiwa's NPR Desk was okay, but Ira Star, Ira Star
Savage.
Huh? What?
What's her name? Tiwa Savage.
Tiwa Savage, yeah.
You guys heard about last year how she got exposed for having a sex tape?
That's still my wife. Get out of here.
What's wrong with a sex tape? Everybody fucks.
Everybody has it.
Some people just, it hasn't been exposed yet.
No. They haven't buzzed the person that has it on their phone yet.
Yeah, they haven't pissed off the person that has it.
That is literally it. Many people have sex, they just went pissed off the people that have it.
Literally everyone, man. Ah. Yeah. How did we survive high school?
No. Eh? No, how? Why the fuck is the camera on when you fucking know?
Why? Exactly. That's the question.
What the fuck is the camera on? Why is the camera on? Why are the lights on?
What are you trying to achieve?
Bro, listen, I don't know what was our mindset. Hey,
you want to watch for future reference point pointers or what?
Do you want to improve the future?
Maybe it's more of a research thing.
Bro, yeah. No, it was mad. Sometimes the girls some girls be into this shit, bro. They add you and be like, yo, send me news. I'm like, what the fuck? Who's you?
You send you nudes?
Shut up. Yeah. And me, I was always like, hey, ladies first, man. I'm a gentleman. I was raised properly. Bro, shut up. They go in the bathroom. Boom. Boom. And I'm like, yo, I didn't think you were fun to do it, but I'm good. I'm a child of God. We don't do that. I used to say you can see it in person. You really want to see it pull up, you can see it in person. But my mom doesn't like guests over, so I can't say it's not happening. She would chase you hot water.
Word, how were your parents when you were younger?
No.
With guests.
Nah.
We guests.
None of that shit. None of that shit.
With guests.
None of that
in
shit.
In general.
None of that shit.
I'm just asking.
None of that shit.
I don't mean like. Listen, I don't mean like having a girl. Or
allow what?
I want to hear
allow
this.
Allow another 10 minutes. How's the fuck?
It's okay. Bro, it's 9 o'clock. For the people. You know, I'm the most talkative I've been in a minute. So allow it. Let's go, Miracle. I'm listening. Damn, when was the last time I was this talkative before? Pause back, guys. I guess because I'm not recording today. Yeah. Anyways, I'm here. Y'all get to enjoy my voice, you know? I think it's also because I have headphones on today, so I can hear my voice and I don't hear more. That's very self-centered.
Are you saying you're addicted to your own voice?
I think my voice is sexy.
Okay.
I love it.
Yeah. I was just asking in general,
you didn't go out. Hopefully it didn't go out.
That's why. Hey, you smiling.
Stop playing.
He's smiling. Stop playing, hey, you got that smile.
What are we looking at? Let me see. Bestie's playing with me. I don't like the way he's playing.
Stop playing like that. We don't play like that, okay?
Is that? Never mind. I don't know what that is. But I feel like I know who it is, but I'm not sure. But anyways,
that's okay.
You story don't, time. Don't even. Mirko, let's go.
What?
No, I was question time. Story. Question, it's gonna turn into a story. Let's go.
True. What were our parents' reactions to us having friends over, just in general, friends over, like not even talking about like relationships or anything?
Opposite
like
sex.
Either or.
Guys, my parents don't care.
Didn't care. I've been to a few people's houses where their parents have them, like they have to open, keep one door, like keep the door open if you're in the same room with them.
Wait, who does that mean to tell me?
Bestin, are you mad? Why the fuck would I tell you that?
Not now. not now.
Mirko's a guy who never given.
Not now. You won't see an episode.
No. It was nothing like that. But like, I was just not gonna name drop either way. Like, it was not like, it's not anything like that. But like, still.
Dwayne, imagine you pull up with your guy friend that is chilling in your room. Hey, keep the door open.
Keep
just
the door, keep the door open, bro.
We don't know what's going on.
We can't trust you.
In this economy.
In this situation right now, we can't trust
nobody. Think about what Uganda did today. They basically passed the strictest like anti-LGBTQ laws in the world.
Hmm.
Yeah, you could get like a death penalty for exhibiting anything.
That's what it used to be. Exhibiting.
Exhibiting.
Not doing.
Yeah, holding niggas' hand. Holding your son's hand, you can go to jail. I'm just kidding. I'm like,
you're serious?
Yeah, it's like one of the strictest laws. You don't know if that why you get video. It's Ugandan.
Yeah, I know, but I thought that was just a comedic relief kind of thing.
That's how they are, man.
Dude, Ugandans are really, really, really anti, like anti-LGBT, anything whatsoever. Even this guy, he doesn't even Pepe Julian Nzima doesn't even Uganda anymore.
Mm.
Yeah, obviously. Like, what am I gonna say? He likes his life.
He didn't even look gay to me, in my opinion.
No, he's not gay. He's transgender. That's the problem.
Oh.
He don't understand the problem.
Okay.
The problem is like he just went, why are you gay?
I do watch it's like,
who said I'm gay? That was what he meant. Who said I'm gay? Because he's not gay.
That's a different.
He's just transgender. Who is he transgender? He's transgender who, like from female to male, who now has a female girlfriend. So the guy could wrap his head around it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the whole story.
That definitely is a headline. I mean, people don't care much about Africa nowadays, so they'll be like, let them do whatever they want to do.
Hey, they don't care.
Nah,
they only care about Africa when it comes to like sticking to your resources. They don't care about Africa.
Nah, I guess people care too much about Africa, man. Like in a sense, like they want to impose like their belief and all that. To Africa.
Africa is a testing ground for everything.
People in general, like, I don't know, they got too many problems in their life.
Like, people fancy Africa. That's the thing. Like, people are like,
who fancies
here?
Africa?
Like, if you see a white person here, they'll be like, oh yeah, I'm from Africa. That's so cool. I want to travel to Africa.
Another thing is, I never, ever see Africa. I never, ever see Africa.
Where am I from? I'm from Canada.
It's not Canada.
You never say you're from Africa.
I've never said I'm from Africa.
No. Or you say you're Nigerian.
I always go straight to Nigeria.
Don't confuse them. If you say Africa,
who the fuck doesn't know Nigeria?
Like I said, you don't want to confuse them by saying from Africa. Next thing that's we're in Africa or something.
No.
It's not asking like Africa is a state or.
I feel like you got to be proud of your country by saying that what country you're from. Because when you ask them, oh yeah, from Africa, I'm like, from Africa, I'm like, bro, I don't know what you thought. I don't know, like, bro. You look Eritrean and you are still as a Sudanese. Like, where are you from? I can't tell you. I can't tell where you're from. So it's one of those things whereby, please.
When you meet a black person, you can't
see your country.
You can't tell which area of Africa they're from?
Oh, sometimes you can, though. Sometimes you can. You can't tell a Ghanaian looking behind them.
Where you can't tell?
Tell a Ghanaian. Let's look behind them.
Bro, I've been like at school, like I've been meeting all these people from all over, like international African students. Man, I could tell where they're from.
Oh yeah, yeah. Okay, when they're international, you can tell. When they've stayed for a long time, you cannot tell because they're blending way too much. Remember those Sudanese girls we met, Miracle?
Oh yeah,
girls from South Sudan.
Yeah,
that they did not look completely like. I could never guess what country before we met them.
I thought they were more West Africa.
Oh yeah, I did think they were Rwandan or Burundian. So I mean, because of how they were dressed. But anyways,
I was thinking Senegal at first. I thought it was Senegal.
Senegal, really?
Yeah. I thought they were from like West Africa.
I thought they were West African.
Like I didn't know where. Or I couldn't tell.
Yeah,
but that's because I can't tell Africans from each other. You know, I'm one of those people that fall into that trope of like, you see an African, you're like, where are you from? Like, unless they're like, clearly, like, their hair is twisty. clearly. First, no, you can tell they're from
no,
the upper. No.
Zambia and Zimbabwe, big forehead. And yep. Eritrea, big forehead. But Eritrean people tend to be like way lighter.
Lighter and curly hair.
Yeah. Pointy nose from Rwanda. Also, they got big forehead, long face, skin.
Loud.
Bro, Africans have long, big forehead.
No, loud. And loud and Miracle, obnoxious.
You
Nigerian.
Have a big forehead. There's that forehead and there's a big forehead.
Nah, yeah. Miracle. There's like this girl's forehead and there's your forehead.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, this eyepiece forehead is your forehead. Yeah, there's a difference. Yeah. So, or like Nigerian loud and if it's loud and obnoxious, it's probably Nigerian. Just the person, the person has a stupid amount of confidence is Nigerian.
Probably Nigerian.
A stupid amount
you
of
have
confidence.
A point.
Nigerian.
You have a point.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what it is.
You always think that it rap something.
No, it's not from that. It's
how you guys grew up.
I do it sometimes. Like, I have a stupid amount of confidence.
Like, no, you guys do. Definitely do. I find it annoying sometimes.
I've
learned sometimes Besson just start talking. I'm like, bro, I want to throw something at you, bro. Like, have you noticed anything that Besson has and somebody has like some opposite? He's always shitting on
on the competition. No, I don't think that's an African thing. It's just a best.
No, that's best. He just will best shit. Thing, like, he get these headphones and then he starts shitting my beats, bro.
I'm like, mine is cheaper. Is mine is from? Better. It's got better bass. I'm like, bro, who asked? Like, who asked?
We've invited you to for these opinions,
huh? Nobody asked to be a professor here.
I got my laptop. He started comparing my laptop to $2,000 laptop to his laptop. I'm like,
yeah, you just stuck
for 2 seconds.
Who cares?
He's like, oh, it's not opening as fast. I'm like, bro, but you just turn on the laptop on. Like, what do you say, man? So definitely.
See, I have expectations for when something is better than mine. If something is better than mine, it has to be very marginally better. If not, it's not better enough.
Mm. Yeah, you keep your mouth shut.
That's true.
That's what you do.
That's true. I think I understand where he's coming from because
I don't.
He tries to find, like Besson tries to find, like he's looking for a way to tell you that, hey, this one is also really good. Like, you know, if yours breaks down,
you can go for a cheaper version.
But
now he's looking for a way to tell you you wasted your money.
Exactly.
I don't know. I won't say I'm very frugal. Just I like to spend money in the most efficient ways.
See, communication, man. This kind of communication, bro. Just be straightforward, man. Just be real.
I'm just
saying things as it is.
Okay. Communication.
Yeah, I mean, like, instead of beating behind the bush and talking my shit, just be like, hey, man, you wasted your money.
That hurts more. Just, like, I can't tell somebody wasted their money. That hurts more.
No.
You tell somebody.
I think shitting on this guy, Besson takes a whole 5-10 minutes shitting on the equipment. If you'd have just said, bro, you wasted your money, you could have done this, I'd be like, oh, whatever. 30 seconds later, we're good.
Yeah.
But you spend a whole 5 minutes trying to, like, you know, hey, these are beats.
He has to lecture you on the specification.
Yeah, I'm like, bro.
He has to let you know the gigahertz and all the shit it can carry.
That was accurate.
How many hours of charging it needs per listen.
You can wear outside, you can go in water. I'm like, bro.
You can breathe with mine, you cannot breathe with yours. No, things like that.
No, that my laptop one still kills me.
Okay, your laptop is not that bad anyway.
Nah, bro. Like, I spent so many months looking for a laptop. When I saw that one, I knew in me that was the one I wanted. I didn't care about the price. I was like, I want that, and I got it. And I got here, business start telling me, I'm like, brother.
I wanted it.
It's like this nigga. If you like, it's the guy. You bring your girl, right? He's not his type. And he just started comparing. Obviously, he would never do this. But in his head, he probably does this shit.
No, I don't know. See, when it comes to people, I don't compare.
You do it in your head. It's okay.
No, I don't do it, man. My personal preference. I don't cheat on other people because they look certain.
I like that. And now, next time, when it comes to physical thing, you got your personal opinions. So keep them to yourself. Let me enjoy my beats.
No,
my
laptop. It's not a personal opinion.
My shoes.
Especially, I do it mostly when you're friends with me. Like, when I know you're spending on a healthy amount on something where you can do it for maybe half the price better. Like, maybe you bought it because that was the one you wanted. But I just still believe you can do everything. I can do everything you want to do, you can do it much cheaper. Like $1,000. Like every electronic, you can get it for half the price. The same quality and the exact same thing.
I'm just pressing your button. I do find that quality annoying sometimes, but most of the time I just look at you, I'm like, sometimes I even block out whatever you're saying because I just don't care. Because you're like, bro, I already bought it. Like, what am I gonna do?
Return
it. You know what I'm saying? Why would I do that?
Return it and get it and get it. And, okay, return it. I'm glad to see you.
Boys, we're talking to Abdul today. Forget about this conversation. I'm done with
what conversation?
I'm over it.
Okay.
We're talking to Abdul today, and Abdul told me, Ramadan is coming soon. I'm excited. And the first question I ask him is, what is there to be excited about? It must have fasting for 12 hours at least.
It's about
day.
Prayer. It's about prayer and sacrifice to God. Something you cannot do in your life.
Listen, I didn't ask you. I was asking Abdul.
Abdul, what's Ramadan?
Yes. Bro, this part is your mic.
Oh, I'm just saying this drink is making me sleepy.
How? It's supposed to be an energy drink. Make
energy
it make sense.
Drink does the opposite to me.
Coffee does that to me. I get it. All right, go on.
Basically, you just want me to give.
Can you do like 10 push-ups and then explain it? Because.
No, 10 push-ups will not help.
Can you like bring your energy up then or do some jumpy jacks?
That is not going to help unless
you want me to slap you?
Intense workouts.
Big one. Boom.
I will slap you back.
It's okay. Then you wake up. No,
no
problem.
It will not wake me up, but I will definitely put energy into slap.
Okay, you sound a little bit more awake. Go on.
That's facts. That's facts. I think you put a lot of value on aggression, Abdul.
Yeah.
Stop being aggressive. Ramadan starts soon.
I'm not being aggressive.
Yeah, you're getting defensive again. Ramadan starts
in
soon.
What?
Hey. You're doing the same thing again.
In what?
We just got past this.
Past what?
This.
What's this?
This
defensiveness.
Marco, this is the part where you use your language. You use the language you're speaking for years to explain yourself.
Use full sentence or use your words.
We just got past this. That's a sentence. What are you talking about? Don't you know English?
What is this?
This.
What is this?
It is this.
Abdul, what is Ramadan?
Ramadan is the holy month.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Where we Muslims dedicate a whole month into fasting and praising Almighty Allah, giving our thanks to Him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the month we also have to abstain from a lot of...
Mm-hmm. You have to be more generous.
Well, that's true. Yes.
Abdul, can you bring me some food?
Yeah. What?
You're generous.
Shawarma.
How will somebody cook in general?
Shawarma.
Best thing. It's generosity. You do it. You don't have to like
the rest
it.
Of my, I don't even know what I'm going to eat to fast.
Abdul.
What?
Ramadan is coming. 1K. My bank account number.
Hey, you know my donation to website is going to be up soon.
Mine is up too. Mine's already up. It's up. My bank account.
The way you guys
ask. Website.
This is wild. This one.
Hey. I'm here to support. Support your journey. It's great.
Yeah, but it's every month. I'm used to it. Although it's not easy for most people, though.
No,
I mean, you used to go do track,
bro,
without drinking water, eating
2 a.m. to like 9-10 p.m.
It's frankly ridiculous sometimes when I think about it. It kind of gets intense, but for some people they can do it.
My brain is struggling to wrap itself.
No, the thing about people like Riyad Mahrez, Mo Salah, who are playing full games, bro.
Yeah, 90 minutes.
But Salah's been playing the full game every season, bro. How the fuck is he gonna keep playing, bro? What the fuck is like Salah? What's that one again? Dukure. They play full games. Kodzuma. They play games during Ramadan and don't get tired.
I feel like they'll eat like right after they break their fast and like right before.
Yeah.
Right after they break it and right before. Like how do you guys break it? Like what is there rules?
Sundown.
I know sundown, but like when you break it, like is there like rules like what kind of food you can eat, like specific food? Like are you just supposed to drink water? Like
no, once it's over, you can definitely eat, but
to eat
it's
whatever
much
you want.
Better to eat something light. You don't want to just, if you want to go for a full meal, your choice.
Buffet? Yeah.
That's very doable. It's rather to go for something light because your body may not be used to that. Some people, they just drink water because they don't have enough time to be cooking food.
Damn.
Because in the morning, you also got to wake up and
pray. Do you have to cook in the morning? Can you cook at night and like save it in the fridge? Or
yes.
They have to wake up like at 5 to pray.
True.
But usually most people, they do it like in the morning because they want to go to sleep. And then you got to wake and then pray.
Yo, I respect that.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
It's straight up a dedication. Every year, all my friends, I just look at them like mad respect.
Bro,
like
I did like a couple lousy like 3 days fast. And when I broke it, I don't recommend to anybody. I eat so much food in my whole body, like I never feel so weak in my life. No, I literally just drop on the chair. I'm like, I have this much energy in me. My body just shuts down. I feel like it's shutting down to actually start processing whatever food I have. Like I'll sit down and I'll watch TV. You know how they say, like, you know, a crocodile, when they eat like a food, they can't move. Mm-hmm. That was literally me. Mm-hmm. So
No, I feel that. I was almost always the least productive in the month of January, and that was around when we had our own church, like fasting for our own church. We usually like have like almost a month, something like that, where we'd fast. Like it's not like the same with Ramadan. I mean, most of our fasting are as your body can take you. You know, Yeah, like I always felt the least productive. Like whenever I break fasting, whatever time it is, I end up just sitting down here playing FIFA, run the day off. Like I just can't do a lot most of those days. I'm just like not productive.
You just put ideas in my head.
About what? Fasting so you don't
playing FIFA. I don't play FIFA now. I guess I want to go play FIFA.
Okay, and?
Have a good week.
Hey.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I was enjoying this. It's kind of nice.
What are you doing? Why is Besson always cutting shit when we're getting in the groove, man? Paul's back. You know, Paul's speaking. Yeah?
That's true.
What you doing?
Paul, if you go leave. When did you get a retwist last?
A month ago.
Looks nice.
Oh, I had a ponytail, man. It was so cool, bro.
Where is it? You want to suck yourself off?
Did you take a picture?
Yes.
Take a picture of
it? I wanted to, actually.
I want to see what it's like. Wait, did you record that? Please, I hope you did.
It's still recorded.
Good. I hope you keep that. I just keep that as a nice behind the scene. Just keep like 30
okay,
seconds.
Okay, I'm not that flexible. Yo, I actually saw a video.
You're sucking yourself off?
No. I saw a video. You know how people go and do like random interview to people? And this guy just walked up to this bad guy. Was like, what is one of the freakiest thing you've done? Or like, the guy literally said he gave himself head. And he busted in his own.
Hey,
Paul. And then
control yourself.
And then, he was like, how were you able to do it? He literally said, if you lay down, you bring your legs like up here, and if your dick is long enough, you can reach.
What? Are you trying to say my dick is small?
I don't know. I mean, if you can't, that guy probably had. Why am I talking? He probably was packing like 12. What 12 foot?
12 foot? 12 foot flaccid?
12 foot, bro.
24 foot?
Me inches, bro. My God, 12 foot. Nah, bro. Like I heard that shit now. And it was just like,
that's wild. No, I can't believe.
No,
that.
He was so descriptive. Like you can start like picturing it, and I just went to the next video. I was like, hell no.
I'm glad you didn't go back to check it to continue watching the rest of the video. You just knew.
I was gonna send it, but then y'all just been killing my vibes in the group chat, man. I'm out here sending like good memes,
bro. I see the y'all memes.
Just,
what do you?
No,
want
you
to
react to. Yeah. Best thing that nigga just left them. This one.
This nigga does not exist though. There's a difference. It doesn't exist.
You know, some of us, you know, that's how I show that I like you guys, that I care about you, when I'm sending nice memes, funny shit. You know what I'm saying?
Well, everything I send, you always tell me it's not funny, even when I ask for reactions.
When?
Every single time.
I say it's not funny.
Call Besson out here. Like,
I literally said
this is one of the funniest videos I ever seen in my life. I post it, nobody replies. When I ask, why is no one answering? One reply, not funny. You put a laughing emoji under it. That is not funny.
You're supporting
what Besson said. It was not funny.
No.
Don't tell me that shit. I don't want to hear it from you.
No.
It ain't funny. No. Don't. I still said everyone's doing this.
Okay, you said it. Claim. Let me defend myself now. Come on, now we're in the court here.
All right.
So you know, there's 24 hours in a day. Mm. Okay, you send your thing at 1 a.m. Besson reply, I don't know, 12. And then I pull up, I open the group chats at 6 p.m., right? And then I put a laughing emoji. How can you easily say I'm laughing at Besson? Obviously, I was laughing at your video. Some videos, you can't reply on them. So you just got to put the laughing emoji. What? I know you can press on the video and do the laughing one, but when you put like 3 or 4 or 5, it's a lot better. So it's like, yo, genuine emotions.
Normally, I would say you're genuine, but you're not. So like, I trust you, but I don't. So like, no.
Yo, listen, that's just your insecurity at that point.
I'm not insecure. My jokes are funny. Okay. My videos are funny. Like, I remember you don't understand taste. You all lack taste. You guys like to drink Dolorama version of wine, if you think about it, like sparkling wine or whatever they call that shit. While I like to drink prime What kind of drinks are there? What kind of wines are there? Like, what expensive wine? 19, 12. And cheap wine. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Like I'm into more expensive, exquisite taste.
Name one exquisite taste that you have.
We're talking about jokes now. I feel like funny memes that we send on the group chat where you always say,
I know.
At this point, Besson just hates on everything. In fact, while we're against each other, we're always laughing.
We test laugh at each other's jokes. Like, I don't hate you a lot, but like, I think.
I'm trying to. Okay, you know what? I don't want to ally myself with you.
Let's crush on the one person that's always
here. This one is abstinent. This one is a hater. Doesn't say anything. Yeah, Abdul, exactly. You're not even there. That's even worse.
Nigga, shut up.
That's no excuse.
Not excuse. Not an excuse.
When a message is sent in the group chat, there better be a notification.
There should be an answer.
I don't have my notification.
Turn it on. Are you deaf?
You know.
Are you on benefits?
Listen, I be on my phone sometimes, and then when it says seen, I go and see who has seen it and see how fast it takes you to reply to it.
Exactly.
If the video is a minute and you say a laughing emoji in 30 seconds, you do not watch it.
I can't trust you. You see?
We can't.
How can I know you're real?
Are you talking about Insta?
How can I know you're real? I'm talking about everything. Everything. From WhatsApp to Insta to Snapchat.
You know WhatsApp? You have that read mess. Hey, I hear when I say nice memes. And I go, Besson has read it. No response. Okay, no problem.
Wait, hold on. What do you want me to say? Like, I
acknowledge. Okay, it's good.
First of all, you guys' comedy is you guys' comedy. That's what I don't
even. Nigga, laugh.
Your comedy is not funny either. Let me let you know this now. Like, your comedy is not funny either. But we try to give you a response.
Also, I don't impose my comedy on you people. If not, I'll be sending a lot more. I don't impose my comedy.
Because you have someone to impose your comedy.
Yeah,
on.
I know.
You can
exactly.
Send us one every 30. We don't mind.
Yo, that sounds depressing, though. Yeah, true.
Let's move away from it. We already moved on.
It's not funny.
You can send out one every 30. There's nothing wrong with that.
Just say shit. You just say shit. If you don't like it, then
I advise you not to. Corporate would advise you not to say something.
Nigga, you can fake a laugh. You've never worked somebody who's not funny, but you just for the sake of
business. Yeah, bro, I come to this podcast every day and I'm listening to you. Don't see me coming out here saying you guys are not funny.
Yesterday I went to BP, bro. I saw like my friends like fake laughing because they work at BP, like completely fake laughing with like customers. I'm like, is that fake laugh? I'm like, yes. I'm like,
it's customer service, bro. It's top tier.
The skill.
That's how you get. That's how you get tips.
I cannot fake laugh. Oh.
How can you not? You gotta develop that.
No,
skill,
I can fake smile, but not fake laugh.
Oh man,
I cannot genuinely fake laugh.
Do you sometimes have conversation with people and you don't understand a single thing they said? You just start laughing. That's me all the time. Like I'm sitting on the streets. Like 2 days ago, there was this old woman, lack of better word, old woman with gray hair. I was at the bus stop. I had headphones on. She was mumbling shit. Like I was just like that. I looked at her, gave her a little laugh. My headphone was still on. I didn't hear what she said, but like, I laughed. The bus came in, we entered and walked away. Like, I may have made her day, you know? No one knows. I may have made her day by just laughing at whatever she said. Now, she might not be telling me I was stupid, or she might be telling me she was stupid.
She might call you a nigga.
She might not be calling me a nigga. I'm a fuck fox. I laughed at it. Just, you know, make her day, you know? Sometimes it's customer service.
Best thing, too serious, brother.
I'm always giving service outside.
I'm too serious, man.
If you can't fake laugh,
I'm not. Bro, I listen to comedy already. How am I too serious?
You know,
it's not impacting your life enough. Yeah. Clearly,
fuck off.
You need,
bro. It's like
getting into the comedy.
Did you guys see my story the other day?
Which one?
No, I have not been on social media.
Okay, there's one that I posted. Like the guy was like, it was literally like guys say like girls go in the gym. They say they put heads on like very saggy stuff. So they obviously because they want people to stare at them. And then when he walked away, he brought his shirt like all the way up to his back, and then he started like just basically like showing off his ass and whatever. Like that's what girls do in the gym. I go to the gym all the time. I see that shit all the time. It was funny. I posted it and some people were swiping out. They're like, Paul, that is not funny. I'm like, that is hilarious. You don't work out,
Paul,
so shut up.
Block them. You don't have to block them. Just type blocked. Like if someone tells you not funny, just type blocked. Let them know that you acknowledge they're stupid.
Okay. There's some people that like I've interacted with and they've said it and then I'm like, I don't know your sense of humor yet. I don't know if this is you joking. So I'm like, yo, what's not funny about it? And then they're like, so I saying some dumb shit.
It's best to not reply. It's best to not reply. Like, you don't have to block them, but just, you know, if you type block, they'll understand like, hey, I acknowledge what you said. But like, it doesn't make sense.
True. We could do that, but you know, I tend to be nice. I tend to be kind.
Yeah, true. Like, so they can also be kind and not
comment. I try to see things from their perspective, and sometimes their perspective is just shit. And I'm like, you know what? I'm sticking to my perspective.
There's a lot of shit in the world. We just don't try to scoop it up. Like we let it go.
Fuck yeah, both of you are real fucking like copycats of each other.
Let it go. What?
What?
Yeah, it's kind of like you guys have the same like mental listen. You got,
nigga,
your,
huh?
Your, looks like your brain works
what
together.
What's wrong with this guy?
It looks like your brain. See,
person,
what's your problem?
Are you seeing it? Are you seeing it?
What?
Nah, block this nigga.
The reaction is the same.
Block this nigga.
Yo. Yes. Thank you. That's the only, it's just, best thing just want to hate.
Block his.
I was going to say though, like, when I'm on Instagram, I know my sense of humor is broken because I'd be laughing at shit and I look at it, I'm like, I don't know if I deserve that much laughing that I did, but it's so hella funny.
See, if it was funny enough, it deserved.
So you guys are kind of people that laugh at Mr. Bean, right?
Bro, you know this video, like, try not to laugh? I used to be so good at those. I will fail within 5 seconds. Bro, sure. Like in high school, man. In high school, I had everybody was scared at me.
Is laughing failure or is not laughing failure?
You get a fuck.
They say try not to laugh, but most of the time they actually want you to laugh. So is laughing failure, or
bro?
Not
miracle,
failure?
Miracle. Like, don't,
miracle,
don't.
Yeah, you're making.
Try not to laugh. You try not to laugh. If you laugh, you failed.
Okay.
You know.
I think so, if you laughed, you succeeded. But that's just me.
The point is, the first person to laugh loses. Pretty much.
It's me against myself, bro. It's always me against myself.
No, I used to be so good at it. Like, you put those videos, I would look at them like as if I'm about to break the TV, you know? Nowadays, 3 seconds in, I'm already laughing. I'm already giggling. I'm
we should watch a try not to laugh video.
Okay.
Let's create a YouTube channel.
React to try not to laugh?
Let's just react to try not to laugh.
You guys have the reaction videos?
First person to laugh.
No, the one with the pool like water.
No. I wonder what's bacteria all over my skin. But like, I'm down for different kind of forfeits and shit like that. Like, you know, we can have someone like, you know, walk outside in the snow, jump into like a snowbank or some shit. Or like run naked down one block.
I was literally about to say that shit.
I know you. Don't worry. It's okay. Like we can have someone do that. We can like, you know, red ass is that a thing? Like,
listen, I get what you're saying.
You get what I'm saying? No. I thought I was joking when I see you guys. Like, you guys have the same.
No, you
guys
have Miracle, the same. You don't understand. I was saying that line in my head right before.
No, I probably said it wrong, but you guys have the same thought process. That's what I was saying.
Hey,
yeah,
you have the same thought process. You guys,
okay, our excuse is we're the eldest in the family.
That's facts. You're a middle child. You're useless. Yeah. You're last born. You're not even thought
even
of.
Worse.
What do you mean? He's not even thought of.
He's a middle child. Oh, wait,
I am the golden child.
Sorry. Opposite. Useless. Not thought of.
I'm golden. You crazy. I'm crazy. I'm golden.
Golden. Pampered.
Pampered means.
Now, your brother went through everything to make sure you got all the, what you call it,
actually,
privilege
that
you had.
That doesn't work out because my brother's like maybe a year and a half older than I am.
Still.
Bro, I'm like a year and a half older than my brother,
best
too.
Thing. It's the
exact same thing, bro. Who was the first person that got his ass whooped when he went out and stayed past 12 o'clock? Me. Who was the person that fought for every single ride in this house? Me. And the lefts, too. So, like, don't come at me.
Do you say rides and lefts?
Yes. I fought for both.
Yeah, that's why
I'm all for equality.
Making bad like dad jokes like that, right and left jokes.
Beston, we're talking about bad dad jokes. Beston, come on, you're walking bad dad jokes. Hey. Stop playing. Like, every day you walk in here, and there's always a dad joke that's wrong. Like, stop.
This guy, which one? The clock one. Ah. I'm so traumatized.
Till today.
Which clock one?
Whatever clock joke you made.
That
man.
Garbage. I can't remember the joke.
Which clock joke?
It was bad.
Something about clock.
It was bad.
I'm sure if you go to like episode 27, we'll hear it.
30 something. 30, or
actually, yeah.
Something there.
Yeah.
Like, it was one of the bad ones there.
What happened to our dad's jokes, man?
No. We kept. Let's leave dad.
I lost weight, so I don't look like a dad anymore, so I don't do dad jokes.
Let's leave the dad jokes to when Beston becomes a dad.
You think I'm gonna come with that first?
Yo,
who's most likely?
Hey, we're supposed to do that today. Remember,
it's best.
Yo, we're supposed to do that. Who's most likely?
We need to make a list. We need to make a list for it.
You know, of course. People say I look better without glasses, but I just can't see it.
How many people say you look better without glasses?
But I can't see it though.
How many people say you look
but
better
I can't
without
see
glasses?
It.
Nigga, answer the question. God damn, why is this guy like this? How many people look better?
Paul is one of them. Dad jokes. You're getting baited, Paul.
It's a joke.
It's a dad joke. I noticed it. I noticed it on time. So I was like,
what the fuck are you grilling me? Nigga?
You're giving him attention. He doesn't need it. He doesn't.
I was so lost, bro.
Nah, the thing is,
Paul got serious. I wanted to understand.
I was ready to throw hands, bro. I'm like, why are you repeating?
It doesn't even make sense sometimes. It's just flat.
What do you mean? Okay, let me. Okay.
Sometimes it just goes over.
No, like that's jokes. Is like, best thing. Your voice is just the same as like when you're just talking. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like,
no, you're supposed to add a little, you know, a little spice in it.
Yeah.
So I can prepare my life.
Let me just give me like 2-3 minutes. Okay. So I can educate you guys. You may listen to or not if you want to. Educate you on Ramadan. Just a little bit.
Go for it.
You ready for this?
Let's go. Yeah.
Go for it.
So this is what is Ramadan? Ramadan is basically an important month for Muslims worldwide, all around the world. Okay? It's the 9th month in the Islamic calendar, not basically the regular one. We have our own calendar, which is based off the lunar calendar. A sacred time devoted to prayer and fasting. The beginning and end of this special time are marked by the sighting of the crescent moon. Sometimes you don't really see it, but they have to still go by the calendar. And this is why do Muslims fast? Fasting is one of the 5 pillars of Islam. I will mention all 5 of them right now. The first one is Iman, which means faith, basically your belief in Islam. The second one is Salat. Second one is Salat, which means prayer, praying. Zakat, which means charity, giving out to other people. Saum. I don't remember the.
I'll Google it for that you. One. I got you.
But then the last one is Hajj, which is pilgrimage, which means you go to Hajj. You do.
Saum is fasting.
Yes,
Saum is fasting. Hajj is pilgrimage. Yeah.
This one just skipped my mind. I think I'm falling asleep. Go.
Stay awake.
If you sleep, I'll slap you.
My favorite is zakat.
What is zakat?
Please. You just want money.
Give me money.
He just wants money.
I want it all. Thank you.
But during the month, one must avoid eating and drinking. Like at all costs.
What? So what happened if you fail?
Wait, the whole month?
You can't repeat.
You can't eat or drink? Like,
well, once you start the fast.
Like during the fasting period, you can avoid. You can't eat. Oh, okay. Okay. I thought you meant like throughout the entire month, you can't eat.
Oh, no.
That's a Jesus fast.
We'll That's a Jesus time fast.
Hold on. You must avoid eating and drinking between sunrise and sunset.
It's tough out here, though. Our sunrise is the sunrise to sunset is too long here.
This encourages people to learn self-control, which is an important teaching in Islam. All Muslims over the age of puberty, with some exceptions, are required to fast during the holy month. There might be a couple of exceptions, but for female, if you're during your period, you can't fast at all. The blood, consider an impurity. You can't even touch the Quran. So that's an exception. That's just one of them, but there are a couple of them too. Throughout the month of Ramadan, you must abstain from water, food, sexual activities, negative thoughts.
What the fuck are you looking at me?
Negative thoughts. Bad intentions. I was just thinking of negative thoughts. Oh. Bad intentions.
Sexual activities.
Shit is hard.
Bad intention. You can't have any of those at all. Some people it tends to come to their mind, but as soon as it's coming, just think about only positive things. Don't let it come into the way of your fasting. And Ramadan, these are some keywords. Ramadan is the name of the Islamic month. Sahur is the first meal of the day in preparation for the day that you're going to be fasting. So in the morning when we wake up, the food that we eat in order to fast, it's called suhoor. Iftar is the meal you use to break the fast. So once you're done fasting for the day, sunrise, we just call it iftar instead of saying, okay, this or that is just the Islamic name for it. Taraweeh is nightly prayers that can be done. These are optional. Some people fall asleep on those. It's quite difficult. But if you do it, you get more sunnah, basically blessing to enter Jannah, paradise. And rakats are a single unit of Islamic prayer. So if I say I performed 4 rakats, that means 4 units of prayer in a single salat, which is the prayer period that we make.
How long does one unit last?
One unit depends on how fast you recite a surah, which is basically a supplication. while praying, and it depends on how fast you pray. Some people pray super fast, and some pray moderately.
And like, what's the average?
I will go by Salat, not Rakat. Salat average 4 to 5 minutes. 6. If you're really slow, I'll say 7. But yeah, that's all I just wanted to say about that.
When I think of Waka.
No Waka.
When Waka. I said, when I heard Raka, the first thing I came to mind was Waka. And that's like, you know, in Nigeria, what we used to do, people we'll pull our hand up. Like Shiggy. Shiggy.
That's just a brief.
You know, it's very interesting because
I wanted to say about Ramadan.
Yeah, I was driving the other day and they were talking about it in the radio. So like most of the thing that you said, I heard at the radio. So it was like really interesting, like hearing them again. Especially that part, like it says like, at what point you like required to like fast, like in puberty, when you hit puberty and stuff like that. Which
because some kids can't really do it. Some, well, even when I was young, I can remember this. I will fast, but I won't go the whole period that adults or people that have past puberty can do it. Because some kids don't really have that tolerance to do it. So when it gets like noon, 12, 1 or something like that, they can break for fast. So yeah. That's just all I have to say for that. Just the little notes that I have on my thing. Yeah.
Thank you for sharing.
Yeah.
I can't joke anymore. That was a little serious, bro.
No. I can't even joke. I just can't remember anything.
Besson, let's hear your dad jokes.
My dad jokes? Dad.
Actually, no. Take it back.
Why you want to take it back? You can't take it back.
As you didn't get the last one?
No, I flipped over. No, that's not a problem anyway.
I really took that nigga seriously, bro.
It did.
Why am I sending you N-word so
always,
much today?
You almost always get baited, though, if you're being honest.
Always.
Yeah.
Because like the way he talks and the way he introduces jokes, is to me, it's the same.
No, you're not wrong.
So me taking him seriously is, you know, this is how much I care about you, bro. You bring some dumb shit and I'm literally sitting down. I'm trying to listen to you.
Logicalize it. Yeah.
I'm wasting my brain cells trying to understand you.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, it's like the kind of quit his job because for born jazz. It's like things like that happen.
Wait, I heard that sound.
Yes.
I don't think the mic picked it up, but no.
I wish the mic picked it up.
The crickets, yeah.
I wish
the mic been picking it up. I've been doing that the whole podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Is that you hearing it for the first time?
No, that was that.
No, it's this.
No, it was Abdul's chair.
Oh.
Is it? Oh, it's his chair. And all this time I thought it was this.
Yeah, so Warriors won. Bless. Wow.
On the road?
Yeah.
On it's the crazy. Road again.
They won 2 on the spin now. It's ridiculous. They're actually trying.
I feel like we're just chilling with again. No plan for this today.
I just like the podcast.
No plan for what? This is good.
Bestin, man.
What are you doing?
You're never pulling up that
Bestin, phone. You do understand the reason why we started this was because of these type of conversation. Like, we just be talking. Now, we just talking.
Bestin,
right,
tell us a little bit about the secrets.
Of my
tell us the secrets
of life. Oh, the Book of Secrets. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, I have a book here called secrets. The Book of Secrets.
Let us
no, I just want to know a secret how you make relationship work. Because
how I make relationship work?
No. I don't want to know that. That's a sensitive topic. Let's move on for something.
No.
Let's move on to how you.
No,
buy,
that is
how you buy furniture.
America's right. That's objective. Okay, let me open a random page. I have a book called The Book
of
Secrets.
It's okay to be objective.
Wait, before I forget, Ramadan Mubarak to all the Muslim brothers and sisters out there.
Yes, we'll put that up too. Yeah. Ramadan started today, I'll be tomorrow.
It started.
And this evening. It already started, actually. The sun is down, so you didn't eat.
No. I still have time.
You got tomorrow.
So we're on page 214, and I'm going to start for sexual side effects of high blood pressure medicines. So, many illnesses can themselves cause lack of libido and impotence.
If you think of it, like, let me talk about a little bit about the science. High blood pressure, blood is flowing. Like, vessels are constricted too much, so blood is flowing too much. So most of the medicines are vasodilators, and the job of vasodilators is to open up the vessels so the blood can flow a little slower. That's just a dumbed down version for you guys to understand.
Yeah.
I don't know if the mic actually picked up all the things I said.
Mm-hmm. You did.
But yes, that's what a high blood pressure med does. Vasodilates, just think of it like that. Dilates, open, space, open.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Now go on.
Okay. Many illnesses can themselves cause a lack of libido and impotence, but in other cases, it is the medication used to treat the illnesses that brings on the changes in sexual desire and capability. Research in this area is scanty, and the sexual side effects of many drugs are universal. Discuss your own situation with your doctor. The following drugs are known to have affected the sex life of many who take them regularly. Esmelin and Ismelin may cause impaired ejaculation and lack of potency in men. Aldocor, Aldoril.
But doesn't that mean that you don't, like, impaired ejaculation? Does that mean you don't ejaculate?
That might be a good thing, though.
I was going to say, isn't that a good thing?
But it's a lack of potency, though.
You don't need to be potent for a long while.
I mean, that's true.
You don't want kids.
No, but like...
Anyway,
is that a good thing though?
That's poor. I don't know.
Like, is that healthy for you?
It depends.
Because I was always under the assumption that obviously, like, if you don't ejaculate, your body like observe the semen, whatever. But I feel like at the same time, like, you know the
go back to the balls?
No, because your body regenerates like the semen like every I don't know how many times. In a day, how many times you busted in a day? You know, some more coming.
It depends on who you ask, bro. Some people are just a factory.
No. Like, real talk though, like, because I feel like your body doesn't self regulate overnight. Like, if you haven't busted forever and you get like a wet dream.
Oh, wait, there's one more. Aldomet, Aldocor, and Aldoril can decrease sexual desire and make holding an erection difficult for men.
That's what I was
thinking. In rare cases, it can cause a man's breast to develop.
Tony transgender.
Well, you can take some blood pressure medication. And
is there any that is supposed to help with the? Never mind. I don't want to ask this question because people continue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just mostly things like that. Okay. Wow, I found a perfect one. How to start a conversation with a stranger? Pay attention to the person's name when we're introduced. Repeat it. Even if it's unusual, ask about its origins. Look directly at the person. Lean forward a bit.
Paul, what's the origin of you?
Ask the person something about herself or himself in a flattering way. Ask encouraging questions as the person talks about himself. Don't interrupt. If you have an interest in keeping the conversation going, let the other person talk about himself and his interests. Don't immediately begin talking about yourself. Be patient.
That's me. Yeah. I usually have a 2-minute countdown when I'm talking with people.
The next thing is,
and in that 2 minutes, I have to spend 1:30 talking about
myself. The next chapter is about flirting.
I ain't gonna cap. Like, that's literally, you know how I've been making friends, like, that dead ass. Like, anybody I talk to, like, they introduce themselves. I'm like, yo, that's a cool name. What does it mean? They're like, it means da 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 da. And I'm like, okay. You're saying we're gonna go to the next again. Next question. Yeah. Where are you from, girl?
I think guys, you're your actual friend, but me, that's so my friends I have who I think know my name, but I don't know their name, but they're senior. My name is senior man or guy. How you day? Like, I don't know their names at all. And we have, like, we meet at the gym or something, we have conversations and stuff like that. Yeah. And that's
hey,
pretty normal.
Yo. How far?
Yeah, I'm good.
So
yeah,
I rarely conversate outside of like where we meet. So
yes, fact, yes.
To know your name.
What I do is if I meet somebody and I know I'm going to run into them again, I write their name down.
That's too much dedication.
Bro. No, I do. No, I purposely, I know I'm bad at names and I'm just like, yo.
But that
just,
can also be a conversation starter. I'm bad at names. So tell me your name.
Nah. I got tired of using that. I think I got to a point where like, I'm like, you know, I need to do better. Because if I see a fine girl, bro, I never forget their name. It's just, I wasn't putting in an effort. So I started putting in effort, which I'm fairly good at remembering people's name now. I want to say I'm bad at it. I'm quite good at it now.
You're not taking piss.
Quite good at it.
The funny thing is there's a whole like verse or chapter, whatever it says, about talking to women. Mm-hmm. How to talk with men if you're a woman.
They're teaching the 2023 Riz.
What men like in women.
Listen up.
Tactful flirting. Personal ads, a woman's view.
Huh?
How to enjoy a relationship. How to end a relationship.
Yo, how to end a relationship, read that.
How to end?
Yes.
Terminating? In terminating either a business or a personal relationship, those who initiate the termination have the upper hand. They also have the bulk of responsibility. To walk away from the termination with a sense of moral clarity, it is essential to have made a genuine attempt to come to some degree of accommodation with the other party. Whether an employee or spouse, terminators should meet with those terminated to share the dissatisfaction when they are still open. When they are still open to finding a solution, terminators should answer these questions. What do they need from the other party to continue the relationship? What support are they prepared to give the other party? What is an acceptable time frame for the changes to be made? A reasonable period should be allowed for making changes and adjustments. Announcing requirements for change on Friday and then deciding on Monday the relationship won't work is unfair. What don't the Terminators want? What aren't they prepared to give? How would they describe the consequences if satisfactory changes aren't made? People often resist making major changes, not because they fear what's ahead, but because they are unwilling to give up what they have. The same fear hinders the organizational change as well as change in personal life. Wow, this is just a book from like different books. These are all cited from different places. Like For a Long-Lived Marriage, The Best Resorts, The Best African Safari, The Best Traveling, The Best Places to Ski, Western Canada, Eastern Canada, Mount Treblanc.
That's a pretty cool
book. Montreal, France, Italy, Switzerland.
So basically, if you want to end things with someone, you have to try to make it work first.
Yeah, you have to.
So what happened? I mean, I do. I'm of the opinion like when it comes to like a lot of relationship people, honestly, just believe like it's all emotion. Like I'm in love with someone, as if like you're always gonna feel like that towards them. Like what happened when you're with someone and you just completely lose it? Like you don't like them anymore. Like you know what I'm saying?
If
are you required to? What can you do in that those instances?
I think there's a very very hard difference between love and like, because you can't really stop loving, but you can stop liking. That's basically how I put it. You can't really stop loving, but you can stop liking. Just like the way you have love for your parents, no matter how much harm your parents do to you, there's still. If there was a good part, you can.
I think you can't stop caring. I don't know. I've never been in love before.
I think one of the basis of love is care. Like one of the ways that love shows up is care. When you care someone about someone a lot, it's care. But also like also has care. But care that can never go away is love.
Because to me, like I've always believed that like love is action. I don't care how many times you tell me you love me. If I don't see in your action, I'm not gonna believe it. I'm not gonna believe it. So for me, like. Love is action, yeah?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I've never said I love you to someone. I don't know if I've ever been in love. I don't think so.
It takes a healthy amount of time to actually do say that. I do. Like, it's best to say it when it's.
Oh, I would never say it unless I know for sure.
Yeah, you have to. You have to know for sure because it's.
Like I wouldn't even see, I've had people that have said it to me and I like I've had this conversation with people like to me I don't say that sentence lightly. So like if you pull up 2 weeks from now and start telling me you love me, don't look at me and expect me to say it back. Like don't do that because it's not gonna happen. I will say it when I mean it.
Yeah,
it's like some people just say it on a whim.
Some people just say it to say it.
Just saying it.
Some people be going like, my world, 2 months later, they're done. Next guy. Nah, my world.
I don't even, like, it's difficult for me to even change people's names. Like, yo, I'm like, say your amount of time. I give a nickname first, and then from a nickname, then you get a sweet name.
Isn't my world a nickname?
Ain't nobody in my fucking world, yo.
It would be like a really, really cheeky nickname. Like, it'll be like my munchkin or some shit like that.
Damn. I don't care. I be giving the stupidest nickname to girls, bro. Like, they hate my nicknames.
Nah, the most common one, if you have a big head, I just call you Forehead, straight up.
Damn.
Just like Forehead.
All right, y'all, let's leave.
Don't matter who it is.
I need to go rest.
You want to pee?
I'm not feeling very good.
Oh, yeah. Also,
I need to wake up tomorrow.
I got lactose pills. It's not working.
Tomorrow.
You got lactose pill and not working?
Yeah, it didn't work. Yeah, I drank some milk. Why am I saying this here anyway?
Boys,
we gotta go. You got lactose what?
This nigga is really kicking us out. We're gonna move this to my house.
We gotta all leave.
We'll have our own podcast.
I gotta go to work.
Yo, it's 9.
I was should have told you guys like 40 minutes ago, bro.
Thank you guys for tuning in.
Yeah. Thank you.
Say that phrase, the Ramadan phrase. The happy Ramadan.
Happy Ramadan.
Thank you for tuning in. Ramadan Mubarak, everybody.
Thank you. Abdul, you're so slow, man. What's going on, man? Wake up.